Let's turn now to Iowa, where employees at several meatpacking plants are infected with the coronavirus. Today, the Tyson Foods pork plant in Columbus Junction is reopening for limited operations after being closed for 2 weeks. And in Waterloo, the Tyson Fresh Meats plant remains open despite calls for it to close after some workers there turned up sick. More than 250 people in the county surrounding Waterloo have also tested positive for the coronavirus. At least two people in the county have died. Amy Mayer is agriculture reporter for Iowa Public Radio. And Amy, can you describe the conditions of these plants and perhaps how it may be contributing to becoming a hotspot?
Sure. I have toured one of the plants, not one of the ones that you just mentioned, but another pork processing plant here in Iowa. These are very carefully laid out and orchestrated lines. There are lots of workers. Most of these plants operate at least two shifts a day. Some of them at times may operate around the clock. People are pretty close together, often described as shoulder to shoulder. The animals come in, they're slaughtered, they're drained, and then they're moved through these different stations where the workers have very specific jobs so that the last stages of the plant are pieces of meat being wrapped and packaged and boxed up and shipped out the door to restaurants or stores or whatever their final destinations are.
Yeah, as I mentioned, one plant in Columbus Junction is reopening today. Have they said at all why they're reopening, and is it possible for them to do that safely?
When they closed, the agreement was they would close for 2 weeks. That would be time to do thorough disinfecting. It would mean 2 weeks from exposure for anyone who may have been asymptomatic to potentially demonstrate that they have stayed healthy. It was a timeline that I believe the company and the state government agreed to at the time of the shutdown. What they're doing as far as trying to keep employees healthy even before the shutdown, and partly what contributed to it, is that they were monitoring temperatures of everybody going into the plant. We've also been hearing about different companies trying to put some separation in on those tight working conditions, plexiglass dividers, providing face shields for workers, also staggering the times that people go into break rooms or locker rooms and trying to reduce the people passing each other, and of course, routine disinfecting of all surfaces, including even things like vending machine buttons.
Okay. Yeah, I mentioned the Waterloo plant as well. What has been the argument for keeping that plant open?
The argument for keeping any of the plants open, and it just has fallen on Waterloo right now because of the timing of the outbreaks in different plants, is that when you have the processors slowed or closed, you have a backup at the farm gate. And so you also have the potential for a slowdown in the meat getting out to retail establishments and consumers. But these short closures probably won't have a noticeable impact at the retail case in your supermarket. It's true that some people are seeing in certain grocery stores there isn't as much meat, but that probably has more to do with how much people are buying at one time and the time it takes for the stores to restock. We also, in this country, have hundreds of millions of pounds of meat in cold storage. So it's not so much that we could not have meat available as we might not be able to get specific cuts or the exact type of meat that we're most accustomed to.
That's Amy Mayer. She's an agricultural reporter at Iowa Public Radio. Thank you so much, Amy, for this update.
Thanks for having me.